Are you looking for a Columbus car dealership built on tradition and trust? Buyers Auto, family-owned since 1897, offers top new and pre-owned vehicles. Visit us or shop online at buyersauto.com. Buyers Auto, driving the next generation of buyers.
Hello, it's Alice Arnold here. Welcome to the Magic Musicals and Theatre Podcast. In this episode, I'm talking to the actors Dennis Lawson and Stephen Tomkinson. They are touring in a production of Art, and we'll be talking about that, and also the art of making martinis. Stephen Tomkinson and Dennis Lawson, welcome
Thank you, Alice.
Musicals and Theatre Podcast, concentrating on the theatre for this episode, obviously.
They're not ready for the singing. Dennis can.
Oh, yes.
I know, you've done some musicals.
I've done some musicals.
Yes.
Yes, I have.
And you've had a single released.
And I've had a single released, that's
true. Oh, now,
true.
Hang on, that's not in my... Let me rip up my research.
That's true.
Tell us about the single.
Oh, you're funny. It was called, get this, Ultra Fantastico. I did this series, this comedy series, about a disc jockey, called The Kit Curran Radio Show. Mm-hmm. And I recorded the single, the theme tune for it, and it got to, like, 65 in the charts.
How did it go? Can you hum a little bit?
Yes, it went, I am the Kit Curran Radio, I am the people's choice, I'm the voice that everyone... Hearts they hear. I'm riding on the airwaves. They're never going to be the same. Because I am the leading contender for radio fame. Ultra Fantastico. And it goes on like that.
And it only got to 65.
It only got to 65, isn't it?
Sounds like it could have been on Eurovision entry.
Sorry about that.
But last year when we were touring and we went to do a radio show in Leeds.
Oh, that's right.
The girl had the single.
She gave me the single. She said, I've got your single.
In vinyl. She had
it on vinyl.
Like when we used to buy them for 50p.
It's hysterical.
And then I had to believe that he had a single.
That had it, yeah. That had
there
it.
Was proof.
Did you sign it for her and she probably put
Certainly
it on her
not.
Wall?
Yes, of course I did. Yeah.
Decreased its value instantly.
Now, so you talked about being on tour. I should explain. You're on tour in the play Art.
Yes.
Which, you know, you were on tour last year with this as well. This is like another tour.
It is.
Because you're going to do, apparently, like, cover the whole country in record-breaking, do every theatre ever.
Yeah.
Well, kind
and
of
then,
like
And
that.
Then the world!
And then the world after that. Well, we did 17 weeks last year.
Yep.
And then our producer, David Pugh, came up with the idea of doing 10. And, well, I have to say, it's just such a blast to do this play. I was right up for it immediately. Just love doing it.
Of course, originally it was done. This was Tom Courtney, Ken Stott, and Albert Finney.
That's right.
Yes, I was there.
Yes, so was I. I saw it.
Did you see? And that was more than 20 years ago.
It was just a bit over 20.
They did that. Now, Stephen, you were in it.
I was in 18 years ago.
Yeah.
When they were changing the cast at Wyndham's. I think it was every 16 weeks
to keep it fresh.
And I did it with
that's very fresh.
James Fleet and Michael French. The same part that I'm doing now.
Mm-hmm. How weird is that to do it again 18 years later?
And the other missing ingredient of the triumvirate is Nigel Havers.
Yes.
Who has, I think this is about the fourth time he's done it, and he's directed it. And I think he's performed it
over 800 times, I think.
Yeah. So he knows his lines by now, then?
Not really.
No,
we help him.
Yeah. He riffs along.
But, Dennis, you haven't done it before.
I hadn't done it. And it was quite funny because I hadn't done it and I knew the other guys. This is when we put it together. And I thought, well, they've both done it, so I better get ahead of the game here. So it was strange. I had about 5 weeks and I worked about an hour a day. And then I came downstairs and said to my wife, I know this play. My God. So I walked into rehearsals, word perfect.
Yeah.
And scared the pants off them.
Before the read-through. That's not on,
That's
it?
Not on. But
not
I,
on at all.
I didn't know it was 18 years since then, so I just thought, well, I've got it. I can't get left behind
my own name.
So luckily, I really, I nailed them on the first day.
You did.
First
I've been sorry ever since.
Yeah. I've never known that before. No, since.
The crux of the play is basically Nigel Havers' character
Yes.
buys a white painting.
Mm-hmm. He does.
And... for now. It said in the thing, 200,000. Now, was that? Have grand. We updated that?
Yes, we've updated.
We just said okay. 200 grand.
Yes,
we are in Paris.
What was it 18 years ago? When you do you remember how much it was then?
No, I don't know what it was then.
125.
Not as much.
Pounds.
Yeah, but it's. I mean, it gets a from
yeah,
the
it does,
audience.
It does.
Yeah.
Because it's a lot to pay for this painting, which on first glance just looks like a blank canvas.
Pretty well.
But when you get closer, you see there are many layers of white.
Yes.
And depending on how the light catches it, whether the lines and the brush strokes are visible. And Nigel absolutely adores this
painting. Nigel actually privately loves it.
He does. He wants to buy it. But David Pugh won't sell it.
That's right.
Despite his 800 performances.
But somebody made this painting for the play.
David Pugh's
dad. Stage painter.
David Pugh's
painter.
Dad made it.
David Pugh's
the producer's dad made it.
Keeps it in the family. there's three different
versions,
paintings, isn't there?
Are there?
Because something may or may not happen to the painting.
Oh, yes, we can't discuss that on air.
Oh, something happens to the painting.
We can't talk about that, I'm sorry.
But it's
it may and it may not. You'll have to see it.
But Yasmina, who wrote it, did base it on an incident with some of her male friends where one of them did buy this painting and the other friend sort of had a falling out with them.
Yeah.
Saying, I don't know you at all. Our friendship yes. is worthless. And that's the only other thing that we've added to this is we've upped the age of the friendship to a 25-year friendship.
Yes.
Which the audience invest a lot more in it.
It feels like there's more at stake, actually. I mean, just through happenstance.
Yes. Because we're not likely to start another 25-year friendship.
No, that would be tricky, difficult to pull off.
But, so it's like the purchasing of this painting creates...
A catalyst.
Oh, it's a terrible crisis in their friendship. They have this wonderful, great friendship that they have, where they go out, see movies, have dinner, have a laugh, and whatever, and discuss things. And this really devastates their friendship, this purchase.
Because two of them presumably...
Well, my character, Serge, hates it.
Right.
And can't understand...
You play Mark, actually.
Okay, I'm going to play Mark tonight.
Yeah.
I like to keep my toes, whatever, whoever I'm playing, I don't know. I never say my own name, so how would I? So anyway, I played this guy in this play. Ian, I think his name is. Or Mildred. And anyway, he hates it. So they just have this terrible kind of crisis.
And Stephen, you're playing Florence, are you? Is
it, yes,
he's Florence.
I'm the buffer.
Between the two of them.
Ivan's a kind of naive, kind of, fall guy.
Very happy-go-lucky type character who's incredibly stressed because he's just started a new job and he's about to get married for the first time in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And is having big rows with his fiancé and his mother.
Yes.
About whose names get to appear on the wedding invitation. And then his two best friends start completely falling out. And his whole world is falling apart.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, so this is what you're doing now. Let's cast our minds back a bit.
Oh, all right then. Go
Let's
on.
Go back to the very beginning. When you trained. So, Dennis, you went to the Scottish Academy.
I trained in Glasgow, the Royal Scottish Academy, which is now known as the Royal Conservatoire of Scotland.
Is it?
It's got an amazing reputation.
And it was great. It was a great training. I was glad I went there. It was a really good, solid training. Its only disadvantage at that time was it's not in London, so you have to make this leap, this move, which seems huge when you're 21, south. But I did that fairly quickly.
And you did? You came straight down?
I made a clever sideways step. I went to Amsterdam and did the musical Hair for six months with an international cast. It was great and quite wild. And we toured Holland and stuff like that. And then I kind of got a little bit of money together there and moved to London with my Dutch girlfriend, Thea Ramft, and kicked off in London, yeah.
And Stephen, you went to Central, right?
I did.
Yeah.
I did indeed, straight after doing my A-levels.
Yeah.
His name's on the steps.
Do
the
I, have a,
steps,
I have a step?
Carved into the front
do you?
Of
it.
I have a step.
He has a step.
What do you have to do to get a step?
I don't know. I just turned up one
day. You have to be pretty damn good.
And it was there.
Yeah.
My step was there.
Yeah.
Oh. Who else has got a step?
Zoe Wanamaker's got one, hasn't she?
Zoe's got one. I think I'm near Deborah Warner and Kristen Scott Thomas.
Yeah. So there you go.
Well, that's pretty good company to be in.
To walk over.
Isn't it? And
I go up these steps quite often, just to stand on him quite a while. It's
standing on wank your feet.
So when you came out of Central, you won a competition called the Carlton Hobbs Radio. What's it called? The Carlton Hobbs Award, I think we called it, didn't we?
I didn't know about
which
this.
Gets you a place on the BBC Radio Drama Company.
Oh.
It does.
And an 7-month contract, so you leave with a full equity card.
Oh, brilliant.
And you were on it as well.
Yeah, some of us didn't win the Carlton Hobbs Award. Some of us came second, which means you don't get a contract.
Oh.
No.
She's not busy.
obviously, I've let that go.
Yes.
My feelings about that. I got to do the answer phone message for our drama school, I think.
Right.
But, you know, there we go. But I did end up on the Radio Drama Company with you.
Yes. Oh, that's great.
Yes.
Citizens.
Citizens.
Should we say
we
that
did.
Word?
We did that. We did that together.
Citizens and presumably many others. Many plays, but
it was 50, I did 54 plays in 7 months.
Oh my God!
And then how many after that? Loads after that.
Yeah,
loads and loads. Yeah. It keeps going for
it's
ever. Where you've been
I
on
still
there?
I love radio.
Yeah. Really do you still do it now?
Mm. Yes. Whenever they call.
Yeah. It is just the best.
It's joyous.
It's the best fun. Anyway, enough of that. People listening will have seen you in, Drop the Dead Donkey, Wild at Heart. Tell us about Wild at Heart. That's when you went off. Did you film that in Africa?
Yes, we did, in South Africa, a little place called Hartbeespoort, which is sort of equidistant between Johannesburg and Pretoria. And there was this little farm there, which was a sort of haven for abandoned and orphaned animals, run by a lady called Vicky Brooker, who had an amazing rapport with these animals, and consequently we could get very close to film our shots. And that was home for 7 years, for 5.5 months of the year. And then in the eighth year we did like a 2-hour special to wrap it up. And it was glorious, beautiful opportunity.
And Dennis, I guess, well, new tricks would be...
Sure.
One of the things. But you won an Olivier Award in 1983 for Best Actor in a Musical.
I did.
For Mr. Cinders.
Mr. Cinders, that's right.
Yeah.
Well, you're not going to ask him to do that as well, are
okay,
you?
I'll do you a couple of numbers. I did this great soft tune. No, it was very satisfying that it was... I'm like Steve, actually. I think I wanted to perform. Not I wanted to perform because of music hall variety and vaudeville.
Mm.
That's what drew me in. I was 5 or 6. And I used to be taken by my parents to my grandparents in Glasgow, and we'd go and see variety. And also, whatever I saw on television, like Sammy Davis Jr., for instance, is one of my... I just wanted to be him. That's really what drew me in. And then, so I heard about this thing called a drama school, because I came from nowhere in Scotland in that sense. And I kind of came full circle, because The job that kind of broke my career open was Pal Joey, in fact.
Mm-hmm.
And the original guy who did that was Gene Kelly on Broadway. So it moved me, it established me as a commercial leading actor. And again, that was going back to my early roots, you know. But Mr. Cinders was absolutely my childhood influences. Danny Kaye, Jerry Lewis, all of those guys. Wrapped into a performance, really. And it was hugely enjoyable and got me to live. It was very successful for me, yeah.
And would you still do musicals now?
The last one I did was La Cage aux Folles.
Mm.
That was 10 years ago now, I think. I tend to get quite well. I get kind of nominated. When I do a musical, I at least get a nomination, which is nice. And I hadn't been on stage for 12 years when I did La Cage aux Folles, just through circumstance. And again, I got a nomination, and I was really pleased about that. It was nice.
Yeah.
So that I'm very at home in that world, in that genre, because I can dance as well and all that, you know.
Yeah. Stephen, do you dance?
I danced a little bit in playing King Arthur in Spamalot.
Oh, hello.
We had to do a bit of dancing.
Yeah, that's right.
But no, I'm not really known as a dancer. I can muddle my way through.
No, singing?
Singing, again, I can muddle my way through. But yes, I've got away with a lead in a West End musical credit, so I'm quite happy with that.
Which one was that?
Spamalot.
Oh, the Spamalot, sorry. Mm. Yes, yes. Yeah. So after, now you were touring this until...
Yes. Until the 30th of March, end of March, hit Aberdeen.
Right, so then we've got the spring ahead of us.
Yes.
Yes.
Do we know what happens after that?
Well, I start, I almost immediately go into rehearsals. I'm directing a play at Hampstead Theatre Club in London. I've been directing off and on for 20 years. And so I'm revisiting a play I directed there about a year ago called The Firm by Roy Williams. A wonderful play, very funny and very edgy, about a black gang in South London. Because I know all about that, of course, being a middle-class Scots guy. But anyway, so we're remounting it at Hampstead Theatre with the hopes of moving on from there. So I go into rehearsals a week after we finish... So when we were in Richmond, I'll be casting that play. And then I'll finish in May, and then I'll go and lie down on a beach in Italy very, very quickly.
Right. Yes. And Stephen?
Well, our final week of performing in Aberdeen, I shall start rehearsing for Educating Rita.
In Aberdeen?
In Aberdeen. But then we're moving to the Theatre by the Lake in Keswick, where we open in the middle of April.
Okay.
So it's a sort of 3-week rehearsal, but the first week in Aberdeen.
And is that a tour then?
Yes, yes, until the end of August.
Oh, you're so not. Oh, gosh, you've got no break at all then.
No, I'll get a Saturday night back in September, which would be lovely.
Because that's like weekly rep, isn't it? Well, not weekly rep, but you know what I mean? You're rehearsing one and performing another.
Carol, came straight from Christmas Carol at the Old Vic. This. Finished on a Saturday and started in Chichester on the Monday.
It looks quite normal.
You're on a roll.
Yeah, I don't know what's holding.
No, well, I have no idea.
So this is the thing, you're three boys on tour together.
Oh, no.
Oh,
it's scary. How's that work out?
Is well, shall we tell her about
week last week? Oh, well, we do have a routine.
We do have a nice ritual.
Right.
We come off the stage and I would say within 5 minutes of leaving the stage, I've changed and made 3 vodka martinis. And then we sit down and... have a couple of martinis, a nice chat, and we unwind from the show, and it's a really nice thing to do before we travel or whatever back home or back to where we're
staying. Is that in your dressing rooms?
It is. Mr. Havers, who's not with us today, has arranged we travel our own freezer now.
Yes.
Because we freeze the vodka and the glasses.
Yeah. Oh,
because we're very,
perfect.
Very picky about our martinis.
So the rider is basically, you get a freezer.
Yes, otherwise we don't turn up. If that freezer's not
and
there,
and the vermouth
no
spray is very specific.
And we,
as well.
Yes, we have a specific martini spray that I use.
What's a martini
spray?
it's like a little perfume.
It's like a little perfume spray. This is just my own thing, right? Because you use very little mix with a martini, right? So I spray the glasses with the mix. And then I throw the frozen vodka in, and the glass is frozen too. Mm-hmm. And then a rind of lemon.
And it's between 6 and 7 sprays, I've noticed.
It's 7 sprays. 7. This is very specific. 7. And you get the perfect martini.
This is fascinating.
I was trained by a wonderful barman at St. James's, at the Duke's Hotel in St. James's, Alessandro Palazzi. He teach me how to make a martini. And he makes the best martini in London.
So
he is very special.
In James Bond, it shouldn't be like... shaken, not stirred. It should be shaken or sprayed.
You don't use ice for the martini. It's death on a bite to vodka. Terrible.
Is it?
Well, you water the vodka down for a start.
I'm a gin girl, so I not really right. don't...
And also, you bruise the vodka if you shake it to death. So you just kill the flavour.
Bruise
it? Yes, you bruise it. Very delicate thing.
Are you a connoisseur of other drinks and food
no,
and things?
No, only martinis.
Just
you
see that.
My eyes going rather steely. Only martinis.
Stick to what
just
you
that.
Know.
Only martinis, yes.
Okay, so that's the ritual. So you have those.
We do that.
And then you're on your way? Or
and then
you,
we're on our
you
way.
Go
we
off
might
something to eat?
Well,
or?
The other joyous thing about the show
yes.
is that if it starts at 7:30, we can be... martinying by 10 to 9 and then being a restaurant shortly after 9 o'clock for
yeah.
a bit of dinner.
It's an hour and 20 minutes long, so
straight through.
It's perfect, isn't it?
Yes.
You see, I'm seeing more of these things.
Yes.
And talking to people about them, and we all love it, don't
That's
we?
The
audience,
the
I love it as an audience because then I can go and have something to eat
Precisely.
As well. It's not
yes.
a late night, and at my age, I don't want to get to
you
bed
don't
too
want to
late.
Go out
I don't.
Like that. No.
I don't. And you get to just. Do it, as you say, one shot, no interval, just done
it
and dusted.
I mean, it's full on,
minutes.
My God, it's
yeah.
full on, oh, and very concentrated and intense, but It's just great to do. Love it.
Yeah. Well, I can't wait to see you in Richmond.
Great. That would be
March
lovely.
March the 4th, I think.
March the 4th. We start on March the 4th. That's... Well, if you come, come round and see us afterwards.
I will do yes. that thing, because I haven't seen the play before.
You might have to make a special gin
I might
martini.
Make you a martini.
A gin-based one.
No, sorry, please.
No, I need to try a vodka one. I've never had a martini.
Oh, well, there you
well,
go.
Then, you won't find your way home, but you'll have
All right,
time.
Okay, so I won't drive then. I'll come on the tube.
Oh, my God,
tube.
It is 40%. 40% proof.
Yes.
Okay, right,
don't
definitely
drive.
Coming
Pre-warned.
On the tube. Okay.
Get in the train here.
Right.
Get the train.
Well, I shall let you get to Guildford where you are
yes,
now.
Yes, please, great.
And thank you so much
oh,
for
it's been
coming
such a pleasure.
In.
Nice to meet you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
That was Dennis Lawson and Stephen Tomkinson talking to me about their production of Art. And if you enjoyed that podcast, then why not download the podcast and review it? Tell me how much you liked it. I'd really like to hear that.